and how much more valuable it is. It's a great wealth to have certainty in understanding God's truth. And that certainty is exhibited in faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction or certainty of things unseen.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And today is Letter Day, where we have a chance to hear what our listeners are saying about Equipping the Saints.
And Dave, I have a phone comment from Teresa in Texas. She says, I just started listening recently to your program. Thank you for your ministry. Well, Teresa, you're so welcome, and we're so glad that you started listening to the program. May our Lord bless you richly.
And Greg, today we continue our study in Colossians.
Yes, we will, Dave, and what we'll hear comes from Colossians chapter 2. So let's turn there as we begin.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, today's message is one you'll want to share with a friend. Just tell them to visit etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. They'll find today's broadcast as well as a host of other archived broadcasts waiting there for them. Our web address, again, is simply etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
Now, this is kind of difficult to interpret, this verse. So hang in there. I'm going to explain some of the difficulties, and hopefully it'll make sense and we're done. You might notice the term attaining is in italics. That means the translators have placed it there to help aid the translation. I think it's good. It's good. And our verse literally reads, and to all the full assurance of understanding. So I am struggling in order that you might be encouraged and unto the purpose of attaining the full confidence of assurance, okay? We'll see. That's the second part. The and tells us this is the second purpose. And to the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Indeed, in Greek, an eis, and you don't need to know that, with the accusative speaks of a direction. And unto this reality. Simply put, this part of the goal of the proclamation of Christ through the word is unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. You say, what does that mean? Paul struggles intensely on behalf of these believers proclaiming Christ to present them complete so that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, unto the second goal of all wealth or riches of the full assurance of understanding. It's going to be explained even farther from that, by the way, but let's stake right here for a second. Now notice, he says he's speaking of such grand wealth or riches, okay? He's talking about riches and wealth. Well, what is it that has such great value? Clearly here, in context, it is the full assurance of understanding. It's great value. It's full riches. It's valuable. The term full assurance speaks of firm conviction, full confidence, complete certainty. Complete certainty. There is a wealth of value in being completely certain about what God has said and who He is. There is a wealth of value in that. And that's maturity in Christ, as we'll say. There is a wealth in believing exactly what He says and trusting Him. There is a wealth in that. It is very valuable. So we proclaim Him and Mashi Tiv, present everywhere complete, that you might be encouraged, your hearts, and that you might attain all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. It's quite an amazing statement. This term understanding, synesis, speaks of literally ascending together. It speaks of a union. It originally spoke of two rivers coming together and uniting. I get it. I understand. And there's a great wealth in that when you have a full confidence in your understanding. You might remember in chapter 1, verse 9, Paul mentioned that they might be filled in his prayer with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Filled with the knowledge of his will. And here, there is a wealth in having a complete confidence in it. That's maturity, by the way. When you're confident and you step and you act upon it, as we'll say. filled with the knowledge of his will and understanding. And then here we see the great value or riches. It's like a gold mine with the top off. It's right there. Go grab the gold. Go grab the diamonds. As we are built up in Christ, we are enriched. We are enriched. I read Proverbs chapter 2 earlier. It talks about, and we'll see it later, the value of God's word. The value of his word. But there's a great value not in the word itself alone, but in being fully confident about it. You see? The word of God is incredibly valuable, and the Lord wants us to have a certainty of understanding. Certainty. And that is incredibly valuable. You see, the Spirit enables us to trust him. Faith comes from hearing and hearing from the word of Christ. It is incredibly valuable when you have the certainty that he will never leave you nor forsake you. It's incredibly valuable when you know he's preparing a place for you in heaven. It's incredibly valuable when you know he's coming to get you and he's bringing your loved ones who fell asleep in Jesus. It's incredibly valuable when you know he will guard your heart and mind for sure when you pray rather than worry, and you do so thankfully in a humble manner, giving your request to God. It's incredibly valuable. I could go on for hours with all the promises, right? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Brothers and sisters, it's incredibly valuable when you believe what God says with certainty. I proclaim these things to you that you would have this certainty. I'm proclaiming Christ to you, admonishing and teaching that, and I struggle doing it, that you would have the certainty of understanding. Isn't that great? So pastors, you should be striving for this. Be striving that your flocks that God has put under your care, under the great shepherd, have a certainty of understanding the truth of God. Think of this on a practical level. When you're driving and you're not sure where you're going, it's not a very peaceful situation. When you are certain where you're going, there is peace. Think about it at your work. When you're doing something you're told to do and you're not certain how to do it, it's not peaceful at all. But when you are certain, you know exactly what to do, there's a peace in that. Well, the same thing with the truth of God. And how much more valuable it is. It's a great wealth to have certainty in understanding of God's truth. And that certainty is exhibited in faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction or certainty of things unseen. So often we're not certain at all. We're not being bold. We kind of waffle on it. Or we are forgetful or we are ignorant, by the way. Ignorance is not bliss. Either it's forgetfulness concerning the Word of God. Sadly, so many churches, to their shame, do not fully proclaim the word, do not fully proclaim Christ, and so many Christians are not settled in their minds, they are not assured in the truth of God, and as we'll see, the God of the truth. And thus they are easily tossed to and there by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, Ephesians 4:14, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. They're bad guys out there, and women too, by the way. So my question is, are you enjoying the great value or riches or wealth, which is the complete certainty of understanding? That helps us see what maturity is like. Mature believers are certain in the truth, and they apply that certainty, as we'll see, to the relationship with Christ. They believe what God says, they know it's true, and they stand on it by faith. By faith. To all the wealth that comes from a full assurance of understanding. Brothers and sisters, do you possess the absolute riches of a great confidence in your understanding of him and his promises through the word? That's part of the goal of being presented complete as Christ has proclaimed. That's part of the goal, that you would be and have and possess this certainty. This certainty. But notice, part of that goal continues of this understanding. Notice our passage. I'm going to read it again. That their hearts may be encouraged. First thing, Paul struggles to share Christ and his word. Having been knit together in love, that's the foundation. And to the attaining of all the wealth which comes to the full assurance of understanding, that's that certainty of understanding. And then he adds to it. Now they've given another italics word, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself. That's a good translation there. It's a perfect translation. Literally says, unto a true knowledge of God's mystery, Christ. This certainty of understanding is unto something. A relational, full knowledge, epinosis of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in the context of not just I know the Bible, it's I know Jesus. And I believe his word, and I'm confident that what he says, he will do. And that is a great treasure. He says here, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself. The full assurance of understanding leads to a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself. We live in a mysterious time, in which the time mystery has been revealed to us. You might remember this word mystery in Scripture, mysterion, spoke of something previously not revealed. It wasn't mysterious, it was just not revealed. And now it has been revealed to us in an incredible reality of what we have at our disposal in our conscious relationship with Christ. It's amazing. Because we have Christ. He says here, this leads to a true knowledge, epinosis, a full, intensified true knowledge, relationally speaking, of God's mystery, that is Christ himself. It's in the full knowledge of the personal work of Christ revealed and proclaimed in the Word that we are settled in our understanding, which leads to a full knowledge of God's mystery. Now, why does he say God's mystery here? Why does he say that? Christ himself. Because what has now been revealed is so important. What is now true of us is so important. Remember we saw chapter 1, verse 26. And actually, let's go back to 25. Of this church, Paul said, I was made a servant or minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your behalf, that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. That's what builds us up, right? That is the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been manifest to his saints. He's going to talk about Christ in you, the hope of glory. It was not revealed before that God would take up residence in his people like we have here. Christ by his Spirit would be in our hearts. Tremendous. Tremendous. This truth was previously hidden. Now we have the glorious riches of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Paul is struggling to share the word of God concerning Christ, to proclaim it, to present as complete in Christ, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together, that they might attain the riches that comes from a full confidence of understanding that points to and results in a true knowledge of God's mystery. And then notice it says here, that is Christ himself. Now, the New King James adds in the Father and some other portion there. I think it's an older, it's later manuscripts. I think the context is very clear. It's Christ. I think the earlier manuscripts. And the New King James will give you a note in there, and so will the NASB. I believe this is the best translation. Resulting in true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself. He is in us, and we can know him. We can have a true knowledge of him, a relational knowledge. And as we grow in our relationship with Jesus, how encouraging that is. How encouraging that is. Because as we'll see, he is good and he has everything we need. When we're settled in our full knowledge of Christ, who is the mystery of God, we recognize we have everything we need for life and godliness. That Jesus is sufficient. That he's sufficient. You see, he's going to say in a moment that in him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He has everything you need. He has the riches of wisdom and knowledge all in Christ. You don't need to go to these bad guys for wisdom on how to follow Jesus. You go to Jesus through the Word of God on how to follow Jesus, right? All false teaching attacks the knowledge of God, the truth that's revealed in the Word of God. It twists it, attacks it. Think of 2 Corinthians verse chapter 10. Paul says, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in the pulling down, mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. You know, they will come in with their worldly wisdom and it attacks the true knowledge of God. It attacks a true relationship with Jesus. God's mystery is Christ Himself. Folks, we have a sufficient Savior, and when you mature, you realize that. And there's encouragement in that. You trust in Him no matter what. You don't rely on man. You don't rely on other people. You don't fall apart. And yes, we go to the Lord, no doubt, but we trust in Jesus. We believe in His promises. We have full assurance that what He has said is true, and we apply it to our hearts. That's what maturity looks like in Christ. Yes, we still fail, but we should be failing less. We should be becoming more and more like Jesus. And we confess our sins when we do fail. But it's trust in Christ. It's faith in Jesus Christ. He'll say later on in verse 8, as you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, so walk in Him. It's by total faith. And there is a great confidence and wealth, a wealth of confidence when you trust alone in what God has said and the God who has said it. And notice in our passage, and I said we'll get to this more so next time, but he says, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's Christ. It's all in Him. It's all in Christ. Don't look for it in other places. You want a human being to come tell you what to do. Well, if they don't share the Word of God, don't listen to them. It's God through His Word that reveals the wisdom and knowledge that comes from Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, it's hidden to the world, but not to us. Those things that we have been freely revealed to us by the Spirit. Those things which eye have not seen or ear has not heard, but have been revealed to us. We see that 1 Corinthians 2. It's God's Word. Everything we need is in Christ. And when you're mature and when you grow, you start to realize that. And there's a great wealth in that. There's a great joy in that. There's a great wealth. You are a wealthy believer if you trust in Christ. You are wealthy in that sense. Turn to Proverbs chapter 2. We read it earlier, but I want to read it again. It's the heart attitude towards the Word of God. It's the heart attitude. It's right in the beginning of Proverbs, by the way, Proverbs chapter 2. The writer says, my son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you, receive it. Treasure it. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, you value God's wisdom from His Word. You seek it that way. He says here, then you will discern the fear of the Lord. You'll get it. You'll be able to understand it and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. The world has its wisdom, and the false church packages it as God's wisdom. It's not God's wisdom at all. God's wisdom is in the Word of God. So with these grand truths in mind, what does maturity in Christ look like? Being complete in Him look like? One aspect of maturity is being encouraged. And with that, a settled understanding in the and belief in the truth of God and the God of the truth. Believing it. Believing what He said and believing who He is. With that, practically speaking, seeing everything coming from Christ and nothing from self or man. Christ is fully sufficient. He is everything. He provides everything. And one aspect of maturity is the full assurance, the complete confidence that Christ and His Word are sufficient for everything. You know, He will say that we've been given everything pertaining to life and godliness, but if we believe it, there's a great riches in that. There's great treasure in believing the truth. There's great treasure in having a settled confidence in the truth. We have His precious and magnificent promises. We have them. If we are mature, we're going to have a trust and faith in Christ based on a full knowledge from His Word that we believe completely. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4, I share this. The Apostle Paul says, in such confidence we have through Christ towards God. Notice that's through Christ. Not that we're adequate to consider anything that's coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. Complete confidence. Our adequacy is from God. He has made us adequate as servants of a new covenant. If you trust Him in your inadequacy, He will be adequate and enable you to do what He's called you to do. And a full assurance of that is faith, by the way. It's faith. Makes sense that being mature would be trusting Him completely, wouldn't it? Sure does, doesn't it? So clear. But the bad guys want to come along and give you the world's wisdom packaged up in persuasive arguments. They want to take you captive. They kidnap you. We'll see that as the passage moves on in chapter 2. They're going to come along in your weakness and your failures. Satan will come along through them, try to delude you into trusting in man's ways and how you follow Jesus, rather than Christ Himself being built up through the Word of God. Again, the church these days, a human flesh-driven message for people's felt needs, and an unjudgmental Jesus coming to fill those needs, to replace the unadulterated preaching of the Word of God and the sufficiency of Jesus Christ alone. Totally sufficient. Got to trust in Jesus. He is sufficient. And brothers and sisters, we need to point each other to the Lord Jesus. Encourage one another in that, and you'll be encouraged. Lots of people talk about Jesus and His Word, but few proclaim Him faithfully from His Word, that we would be encouraged and confident in His Word and our relationship with Christ. I read this earlier, but I'll read it again. Colossians 2, verse 8. And actually, no, this is a different verse, but let me read this. Colossians 2, 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world. And then notice what it says. Rather than according to Christ. We just heard all that, right? Christ. So what does true ministry look like? Authentic ministry. Authentic ministry involves struggle on behalf of the body of Christ for the purpose of presenting believers complete. And this involves an encouragement and a treasured confidence in the Word and the God of the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you being encouraged? When you come to a message, you hear the Word of God, if sin's not in the way, you should be encouraged. You should be built up. You should have a greater confidence in the truth of God. And Paul struggled for that. He struggled for that. Brothers and sisters, the Word is incredibly valuable. And we need to recognize the value of a certainty of understanding in the context of a full knowledge of Christ Jesus. Are you enjoying the great riches of the wealth of a complete certainty? I pray you are. I pray you will. I pray as things come upon you that the Word is working in your heart and you just believe the truth. You're certain of it. And you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You trust in Him. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. It really is. Just to take Him at His Word. Take Him at His Word.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, you made a very important point in your message today.
Yes, I did, Dave. So let me ask this again. Brothers and sisters, do you possess the treasure of the absolute riches of a great confidence in your understanding of the Lord and His promises through His Word? Oh, brothers and sisters, it's incredibly valuable when you believe what God says with certainty, which means we need to be in the Word of God, and we need to be taught the Word of God and brought to maturity.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.